How's it going, Sha?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I'm not with it today.
No. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm just not with it.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't think it's anything bad. I think it's just the reality of the day. You know what I mean? Like, there's no need trying to troubleshoot. You know, we're recording this at close, not the end of the day, but kind of the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I just have not been with it the whole day. I haven't been out of it. I just haven't been with it.
Yeah, so, you're allowed to not be with it.
Yeah. So, you know, I haven't been in the mood to chit chat, which is fine. I mean, I went to work today. I only chit chat with one person. I didn't feel like doing it. And she was just like, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "I mean, I guess, you know, like, I don't know. I just didn't feel it."
There's days like that. I think you're allowed to be. I think I know I struggle with this a lot. Because I feel like I'm an introvert, but when I'm out, I like being with people, if that makes sense. Like, if like you ask me to choose, like 8 out of 10 times I prefer to be home. But when I'm out, it's very purposeful because I want to be around people that day. Mm-hmm. So when people see me, they think they only see that side. So if they bump into me on a day that I didn't intend to see people, I don't have the energy to like be that again. So they think I'm off. And I'm like, nah, this is me regular. You just got the random day that I want to be around people.
Okay. So follow-up question. When you are out, you know that you will be out and around people. Does it matter the kind of people that you're around?
Definitely.
So can you want to be out and be around people and then end up being around the wrong people? When that happens, what do you do? Are you still boisterous? You leave.
Yeah, like I leave. I don't, I've really like, I can't stress how much I've embraced being a comedian and the freedom that comes with it. Like, once I figured out that I could get paid by telling jokes, like my brain like opened up to other parts. Like, why am I doing anything that I'm not supposed to do?
Right. Like,
if it doesn't like jive with me, I don't do it. And like, it's not a diss. It's just like, there's times when I wanna give people my best, and I don't always have that. You were not lying, Sha. You're not with it. The internet ain't with it.
Yeah.
Gods ain't with us.
No, I think it's just the kind of day that, for me, you know, like, it's not that I feel nothing, but I kind of feel nothing, you know, things are falling apart around me, and I don't even feel annoyed. Nothing.
What do you do when you feel like this normally?
I don't know, go to bed. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, early on, the thing is, I mean, if, you know, if you're at all in tune to your body, you can wake up and go, oh, this ain't going to be the day. Right. And that can mean many things of just like, I'm going to be in a foul mood the whole day, or things I sense things aren't going to work out. And today I was just like, oh, I don't have the energy. And so I'm just going to be listless all day. And that's how it's been. So, you know, I like, my brain is just, I don't know. It's not foggy. It's nothing. Everything is nothing today. I'm looking on Twitter and I'm just like, good for y'all. Like, I just.
Yeah, I veg out on those days. I call them veggie days, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's good, except that I have a day job.
Yeah.
So I can't, it's very tough because I got to go to work. And so, like I said, my coworker's just like, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "I mean, I'm fine. I just like whatever energy you were getting from me before, I have none. I have no energy.
Yeah, I give them that sometimes, yo.
Yeah, so, you know, like I left without saying goodbye to anyone because I just didn't want to, I didn't have it in me to say goodbye for the day. I'm like, I'll see you in 2 days, God willing. You know? Because, you know, tomorrow isn't promised, but.
Yo, it's real Eeyore energy, I got to say.
I mean, Eeyore at least feels depressed or something, you know?
Yeah.
Eeyore is at least like, whoa. I'm not, whoa. I'm just, huh.
Okay, okay.
I don't know. I mean, like, everything I'm trying, it just, everything's just taking longer to do. And so, but I'm too tired to be annoyed with it. Do you know what I mean?
I feel this, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Hold on. I'm moving a bag out of the way because it's, big and-
you know how I know you're all shy?
How?
This is the most uncomfortable I've seen you in your closet.
That's the thing is I'm uncomfortable everywhere.
Yeah.
Because every time I've seen you in the there. Body. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
You look
but I mean,
one
like
with
I,
that room.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't get it together all day. I can't get it together. Whatever I put on, I couldn't get that together. I, you know, did more walking than usual today and forgot my knee braces. So I'm like, well, that's no good because now everything's going to be inflamed. No. But I also was just like, but I'm hell bent on walking because I got to
get used to it again.
Push through that pain. And so it's been a painful day. And nothing is like, coming together in a logical way or in an illogical way that means something. It's just been a whole lot of nothing today. I'm sure this is a joy to listen to.
Real talk, we could shut the episode down right now. Billy, that's gonna be a 10-minute upload.
No.
I feel for you more than usual
mm-hmm.
this week. Because I'm doing jury duty.
I mean, it sounds like you're running jury duty.
I'm having a blast. but like, I got home and like, I was like, yo, I got to go do jokes now. Like, I don't know how people do jokes after work. And I did that once. And like, I haven't done it in 6 years. I've been full time.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first day I got home, I remember telling Gabby, I was like, yo, I must have really wanted to be a comedian. Like, what was I doing? Like going to shows after a full day? Like, this is insane. I'm tired. And at jury duty, all you do is sit. But like, it's draining.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because I don't know if the people understand how, even though all you have to do is sit,
it's draining.
It is draining.
Yeah.
And I still don't know how that is, but my job is sitting mostly with bursts of energy.
Right.
And it even when I was fully able-bodied, it still took a lot out of me at the end of the day. And it is tough to do jokes right after work. And depending on how things are going at work, my jokes definitely suffer.
Right.
On those times. When I have classes right after work, those classes suffer. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like horrible, like, oh, does she even know who she's talking to? But just
you feel it.
Yeah, I definitely am just like I'm not necessarily in the zone. If I sometimes I'd have a show, like my workday stops at 6. But I have a show that's in the area that starts at like 8 or 8:30. So
right.
I'll just stay in the office and everybody else will be gone. And then I in the office. And there was a time where that was good enough. I was alone. I wasn't doing any work. I was just still on the internet, just, you know, and then I could go to the thing. But now I'm like, no, I think I need to go ahead and leave and just walk the streets for a while, you know, like okay. really
yeah.
get out of the mindset. Sometimes I have to do that in order to make it. But then sometimes, you know, I'm out of work at 6 and whatever I have to do starts at 7. And so that whole hour is me trying to make it there. And so when you're rushing right out of work and you don't even have a chance to like think of a set or what you want to say, you're just trying to get there on time. And then, you know, then you're like, how am I going to get home? Like all of the things. And you're, you know, your sets suffer because of it.
Yeah.
But that's how I've done it here the whole time I've been here.
Yo, respect.
So
like, I can't tell you like how much I became aware of like I joke a lot about like, y'all don't do, I don't do therapy and like, I do mass self-care before every comedy set. Like,
oh,
I take a nap. Like literally, if I know I got sets, like the whole family knows, like, yo, from 3 to 6, dad might be napping. Don't bother him. If I got sets, the kids know to adjust their shower schedule because I always take a shower before I leave for my sets.
Right. Okay.
I make sure, like, I feel like if it just, it changes my, I feel like it's a reset. You know what I mean? So like, I don't want to like come home from work and just go right out or whatever. I feel like I need to be fresh and new.
Yeah. And I am trying to pick out something in the morning to wear that will work when I get on stage and won't look worn out by the day, by the end of the day.
Yeah, as well.
I'm eating over the sink to make sure I don't get salad dressing on my thing because I know I got to be on stage.
I got mustard on my shirt right now. Couldn't do
and,
that.
Yeah. Or I look like, why are you dressed like a whore? It is 10 a.m. And it's like, well, I got to keep up this whore look until my set at 8:30. So.
And like, I don't know how women's underwear works, but like I feel like for me, like boxers are meant to last exactly 8 hours.
Oh. Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like they still like they're still between you and your clothes.
Right.
But like they start to roll up funny on me.
Oh, sure. Yes. No, absolutely. Well, that for me is a bra. Like at the time that my bra is like, Hey, I'm done. It's like, no, hon, second shift.
Yeah.
Second shift, hon. We don't even.
No, we ain't clocking out yet. We still got stuff.
I absolutely have taken my bra off while on the train riding home after a couple of shows where I'm just like, yeah, we're done for the night.
Yeah.
But we're not home yet. But I understand if I don't take you off now, you will draw blood. So
straight up. I believe you.
Yeah.
It's the one of the biggest perks to having that, the like you've seen, I got a Pathfinder, the 7-seater. Mm-hmm. I fully change clothes before I start doing sets.
Oh,
I got boxers. I have a whole set, a backup Dickies kit in the back always, just so like I could just feel fresh when I'm gonna be on stage.
Yeah. I mean, that is nice when you're able to do that. I mean, you know, you freshen up. Or at least I'll freshen up as much as I can in the work restroom. I've always joked that I would get ready for my HBO half hour special in the bathroom at work.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want to have to do that.
It'll be the last time you have to do it, Sha. Okay?
I guess so.
That's the dream. Not happen. There's no HBO no more. So
yeah, that's only if I don't have the off day. You know, if I don't have any paid time off, then I guess I'm getting ready, you know, at work. But I hope
not. We gotta do, Sha.
Okay? Yeah.
Yo, you know what I just realized is happening?
What's happening?
Sha, you're becoming your cat.
I'm becoming my cat?
Yeah, yo.
How so?
This is your cat's energy.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh no, this is my cat's energy.
I'm
but trust
you.
Me, we've already become one. Me and my cat. We've already had these moments. Okay. I don't know. I think my cat is actually a little more anxious than I am, or at least shows it a bit more.
Okay.
But also my cat gets to sleep a lot more.
Yeah.
So I don't even know why that bitch is anxious. But here we are.
Hey, just making sure y'all ain't Freaky Friday on me or something.
No, I don't think so. No, because if I were now Lucinda, I would not have even shown up to do this podcast. That's the difference. Well, actually, I might have because you're a man. She likes men.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah, yes, as the man. But as the woman who feeds her, I'd like a little head nod or something every once in a while.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, looking forward to potting with you, Lucinda. Whenever you want. Let's get into the news.
All righty.
Kicking it off. Panera says it's phasing out its controversial charged lemonade nationwide.
I'm so glad this made the list. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's good.
You know it. Panera Bread spokesperson says the restaurant chain is phasing out its charged lemonade, a highly caffeinated beverage that has been blamed for at least two deaths in lawsuits. The beverages prompted controversy in October following a lawsuit filed by a family of 21-year-old Sarah Katz, a University of Pennsylvania student with a heart condition who died after consuming charged lemonade. A second lawsuit was filed in December by the family of Dennis Brown, a Florida man with a chromosomal deficiency disorder and a development delay who also died from drinking a charged lemonade. A third lawsuit was filed in January by Lauren Skerritt, a 28-year-old Rhode Island woman, which claimed the beverage left her with permanent cardiac injuries.
God damn.
Yo, for real, yo. That's
it's leaving scars on your heart? Golly. I gotta get me some of this lemonade before they pull it off the shelves.
Real talk, yo. You might need it. A day like today, it might be what you need, son.
Nah, a day like today, it will absolutely destroy me. My heart will give up. Like, well, fuck it. If that's how you're going to be.
Oh, man. A spokesperson for Panera said Tuesday that the nationwide discontinuation of charged lemonade comes from a recent menu transformation. Mm-hmm. We listened to more than 30,000 guests about what they wanted from Panera and are focusing next on a broad array of beverages. We know our guests desire ranging from an exciting on-trend flavors to low sugar, low caffeine options.
Oh, now they want low caffeine and low sugar. Now they want low caffeine.
Yo, this is wild to me, yo. Like, two people died in October, shah. It's May, yo. They're like, yo, we should probably stop. And they didn't say, yo, we shut it down. They said we gonna stop using it soon. Like,
right.
we gonna finish what we got. You know, we ain't taking it off the shelves.
It says here Panera declined to say when the charged lemonade would be completely removed from menus.
Because they're still doing numbers. You
know, like, yeah, they still, because there's going to be a last minute push.
Yeah.
Of people like me who are like, damn, I got to get my hands on one of these lemonades before they.
You remember how hot the streets were when Four Loko made the change?
Yeah.
And everybody was trying to get the last real cans?
I remember when people were trying to get the last cans of Cisco. I don't even know what was in Cisco. I was in college at the time. And I just remember dudes in college like, oh, we got to get Cisco. They're pulling it off the shelves. Like, what's in it?
Oh, man. You know what's something I had? I only had it well after it was a thing. I drank Zima like as a 30-something year old. I was surprised.
What?
Like,
really?
Yeah. At like a show. Somebody like a comedy show I did. Somebody was like, it was like a theme show where they did like drinks from like people's youth. And like, apparently Zima was popping at the time of like the story that I was telling. I was like, not in my hood, but sure. And
yes, like, no, I remember Zima.
Yeah, yo.
It was not good. I mean,
yeah, it wasn't. Definitely not 30-year-old Zima.
No. It probably was better than right off the conveyor belt Zima, honestly. I think it probably needed a little time to sit and think about what it's done.
That shit is like a rum, yo. You gotta keep it in the barrel for a little, you know?
Yeah, you do. You definitely need to keep it in the dark.
There you go. Zima and Tennessee whiskey, you know what I mean? I like it.
Oh my God.
kudos to Panera Bread for making a smart, steadfast, quick decision 9 months later. You know,
right? Yes. After a third lawsuit.
Real talk. All it took was two murders. You know. murders. I'm freaking still, y'all. This is crazy to me. Every time I see this, I told you about this before, but it reminds me. I remember being a furniture sales manager. I was interviewing for new sales reps, and this guy came in. He was a young kid, 22 years old, and he told me that his previous job, he was a security guard of the play area at the Legoland. And I said, oh, yeah, how was it like working there? He said, it's great. I only lost two kids. I'm like, the answer is zero. Like, you can't lose kids at the job and brag about it at the interview. Come on, B. But I see they got Panera. Two. Real talk. He's like, only two.
Only two.
Might be my fault. I don't know how many kids he was taking care of. You know what I mean?
Right. True.
That's
true.
Fair. You know what I mean?
He didn't give you the range of time.
Yeah. So, you know, Panera Bread and that dude, I hope y'all work together. You know?
to give Real. People low, that low calorie option is killing me.
Real talk, I want to be on a diet while I'm caffeinating my heart to death. Okay?
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, granted, old diet pills were nothing but meth, but I mean, still.
Yo.
It was just pure, pure caffeine in a pill form.
We're taking it back, baby. You know what I mean? In other news, Americans are losing their taste for Starbucks. The whole concept got old, said one customer. That's right. Americans are addicted to caffeine, but not to Starbucks, it seems. Chicago writer Natalie Nebel said that when she steps out for an espresso, Starbucks is no longer her first option. Instead, even though she has two of them within walking distance, Starbucks' appeal for Nebel started fading during the pandemic. Once I stopped going, I didn't really miss it. The whole concept got old. Yo. And she's apparently not alone. Nebel is not alone in foregoing without Starbucks, according to the company's latest earnings reports. The biggest coffee chain on the planet is now losing ground with people around the globe. Its first drop in quarterly revenue since 2020. The slowdown in store traffic was particularly acute in the U.S., with same-store sales down 3% since January from a year ago. Budget-conscious consumers are shelling out less on quick service offerings, and that includes Starbucks. We continue to feel the impact of a more cautious customer, said CEO Laxman Narasimhan. Many customers have been more exacting about where and how they choose to spend their money, particularly with stimulus savings mostly spent. Y'all was still counting on
talking
stimulus?
About the stimulus.
Yo!
Hey, here's the problem. Y'all put a Starbucks in every building in America.
Real talk.
That's the problem. It's overkill. Yeah, we don't want it no more because there's one being built in my kitchen right now. Maybe if y'all played a little hard to get, we wouldn't be tired of you. But you were the easiest to get. There will be shopping centers that would have an actual Starbucks, right? Just a Starbucks. A Target with a Starbucks in it.
Yeah.
And then a bookstore like a Barnes & Noble with a Starbucks in it.
Seriously.
Same shopping center.
All of them. And then the 7-Eleven sells Starbucks in there too.
Right.
They got the little pre-package. It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. Y'all took over.
Like, you won.
Yeah. I mean, like, look. McDonald's is all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But McDonald's is not also in a bookstore. Now, McDonald's may be connected to a gas station,
mm-hmm.
But that's because it's the only thing like for miles.
Right.
Right. And it's more of a rest stop than it being in a Barnes and Noble.
Yo.
But it's not. McDonald's is not in a bookstore and also a grocery store and also a Target and then at the corner.
Real talk. You know, McDonald's has never surprised me. I've been surprised. Like, I've turned the corner at a Target, be like, oh shit, they got a Starbucks here.
They got a Starbucks.
How you creep up a chain store on me, yo?
Yeah. And then you don't go into like a racetrack or a Wawa's or a QT or whatever and find McDonald's in there, like for sale. Like, you could get a cappuccino or whatever in a bottle. Yeah. By Starbucks, but I can't get a quarter pounder with cheese at a gas station. Like, slow your roll, Starbucks. Real That's talk. What happened. Y'all got greedy.
Out of pocket. I got to tell you, I don't know anything about the CEO, but I've never more instantly dismissed a person in my life.
I bet this person has been CEO for like
2 minutes.
Yes. I bet they got this person in, right? Because the other. Was that Schultz guy, the other CEO?
He was okay. A dude from my hood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this person was brought in when that guy kept sticking his foot in his mouth. and they had to do a whole thing when they were out here union busting and all this other shit. Also, Starbucks, y'all hadn't looked good in a minute with the union busting and whatnot. Like, it's not a good look for you. People decided to boycott you, and then they were like, actually, your coffee stinks.
Yeah.
And I can just make this at home or go to like a local place, a locally owned place or somewhere else. But yeah, the only place that where I see Starbucks like really popping is at like airports.
Right. it's good old reliable there.
Yeah, so like maybe concentrate on that.
concentrate on
your airport locations.
Hell yeah, you and like NBC stores, whatever them things are.
Right, yes. Hudson News or whatever.
You know what I mean? That should be your whole demo, okay?
That should just do that, I guess. But
yeah, you could be the new Peanuts. You know what I mean? When people think of flying, they could think of Starbucks. You know what I mean?
Oh.
We had Peanuts growing up.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That would never... Oh, you mean like getting on a plane? Like, actually, that's the coffee that's served. It may be the coffee that's served on a plane. I've never had coffee. Also, I hate coffee. But my understanding is... Starbucks is very bad coffee. I've had hot chocolate there, and it always tastes burnt. Always. And so then I was like, well, what is their coffee like? And everyone I've talked to who had it is just like, it always tastes burnt. But they won't stop. Stop putting cocaine in your coffee.
Seriously, that's all it is.
Or tell people that's what you're doing.
Yo, what pissed me off is like, they're trying to be like a coffee breakfast thing. They have that like tray with foods and pastries that are never updated. Like, I feel like
I think they made pastries twice.
Yo.
And that's what's sitting in the,
If you order some from there, you see them go, they like, how do you do it? Like, it's the one time Starbucks people are confused. They're like, you got a sandwich? The sandwich.
No.
Where the parts? Mm-mm. Never again. Won't do it. But, terrible CEO, which is saying something considering the previous CEO.
Well, I don't know if the CEO is terrible or if the CEO is just stuck.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, this might just be like, here, this is what you got. You're stuck with this Starbucks where the numbers are dropping, no one's coming in anymore, and people are boycotting because of union busting. Like,
I'm with you.
Like, it's going to be your job is to put a happy face on it for your stockholders. Yeah, you're going to look stupid.
Yo.
You're going to look stupid.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt this time, but like, man, like it, when you talk about 2024, people aren't buying coffee because of the stimulus check ran out today.
I mean, like,
we talk about 3 years. People have bills, my G.
Right.
You think I ain't buying coffee today
because
I ran out of my 2021 stimulus check, my G? How are you in charge of a company?
Do you know how much your coffee costs? And do you know how much stimulus we got?
I know I've spent more in coffee than in stimulus checks.
Yeah, like, come on. No stimulus checks could cover, like, 3 to 4 coffees.
Seriously, yo.
That's, like, it.
Michaela makes 4 cups every morning for herself.
Okay, she that's has like a little, you should keep an eye on her.
She got the little, like a little, a thermal. She fills it up every morning at 5. She said, so this is the argument that I get into her and Gabby about. Because mm-hmm. Gabby makes 4 cups. And she's like, it's only 2 cups. And I'm like, no, it's only 2 of your mugs. But those are, it says 4 cups on the serving.
Right.
So she's like, nah, it's only 2 cups if it only fills up my cup. I'm like, you can just keep getting bigger cups. That's not how math works. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can say 1 cup if you wanted to, just get a soup bowl. You know what I mean? Like, that, what are we talking about here? Of course you were having 4 cups. You know what I mean?
Oh, my
but she,
God.
Now she got my daughter with the same nonsense. So, like, if you walk around my block at, like, the wrong time in the morning, you're going to see, like, 2 charged up Latinas just, like, out with sharp eyebrows, like, just walking out to take over the world.
Okay, you know what well, I mean? Please
that's why sleep.
Keep an eye on her heart. Keep an eye on your daughter's heart.
Straight up. She has black coffee every morning. She eats it with, like, she eats a bowl of beans. She's like, she has like a real specific like diet.
Okay.
She follows.
Okay.
So yeah, like the she's like, yeah, I get like all my fiber and like coffee in the morning, and then she starts gym class.
Wait, she eats beans and drinks coffee?
Yeah.
So does she have like a free period to just be in the bathroom shitting?
I don't know how she does it, but she goes to school. She got gym class first.
With a child, with a young, a teenager's metabolism.
Yep.
She's eating beans and drinking coffee to every start day. Her day?
Every day.
You need to check her soul. I think she's an old soul. You need to check her soul. Check her heart and her soul. There's something going on. That ain't right. That ain't right. She should not be doing that. I should be doing that. I'll start my day with salad sometimes because... Yo. I'm the hungriest in the beginning of the day, and if I don't eat salad, if I don't eat some sort of green leafy
meat
when I'm hungry, I'll never do it. Ever, ever, ever. So I've done that. But beans and coffee in the morning, is she British? What's wrong with her? And
she's
even
different, yo.
Tea?
Real talk, she different, yo.
Yeah.
She was ticking me off because, like, whenever I bought, like I would buy, like, a bucket of chicken from, like, Popeyes or something, and, like, she'll peel off the skin. And then just eat like the chicken and then like make us make beans. And she that's all I want, just beans and white meat.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? Like she has
I have a sister who is a white meat only chicken eater, if that. Yo. So I understand that. And I get the peeling the skin off because that's just fat. And if you don't want to take that in, you know.
Straight up. She's like, chocolate is my vice. She's like, if it ain't chocolate,
but
I
bet
want...
it's like dark chocolate, right?
Yeah. She likes the it's like some, like a $30 bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some crazy
well,
shit.
Well, she might as well just be eating healthy shit if she's eating a $30 dark chocolate. That's the healthiest, nastiest chocolate you can eat.
Real talk. I find it disgusting. She does like chocolate sweets, and I think like she went hard this way to like avoid it. She was like, if I eat like regular chocolate, I want all of it. So she's like super regimented to avoid it in the system.
Okay. Well, just make sure you hug her and tell her that you love her so that this doesn't become an issue later on.
Real talk. I'm worried she's going to be a CEO too. Real talk. Every day. Every day I see her like, yo, you
I mean,
like.
That would be the positive turn. Is that he ends up being a CEO and very driven or whatever. But, you know, the negative turn is that she's obsessed with what she eats and how to eat it and that kind of thing. And that's not always a healthy way to be with food.
That's fair.
And that's spoken to someone who deals with that.
Yeah.
Just like, I mean, I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know. Today's kids don't seem to be. But they are in their own way.
Got their quirks.
Yeah, they are still worried about how to eat certain, you know, I mean, intermittent fasting, that shit's a scam. It's all, none of that is good for you. None of it's good for you. So, you know, as long as it's not an obsession about how to eat things and if she's doing it the right way and all that stuff. And it's more of like, all right, I see that these are the things I need and this is the best way for me to get them.
Yeah, like she's more like, I wanna win.
Okay. Like, all right. Yeah. Great. Yeah. So then you just got to worry about the uber capitalist that's inside of her and make sure that that doesn't take over. But like that's where she's coming from. Okay.
Like today, like, yo, I'm telling you, every now and like today, like she came home from school and she was like, "Dad, I had a debate with my friend. I crushed it. I was like, okay. What was it about?" She was like, her class was having a discussion about whether Romeo did the right thing in Romeo and Juliet, and I won. And I was like, her class, your friend's class is, yeah. I was like, so you're not in the class? She's like, no, I'm not in the class, but I heard the argument she was making and that the other side of the class was making. I didn't agree with my friend. And I felt the other side of the class wasn't making a strong enough argument. So I went in during my free period and I won the argument for the other side of the class. And she's so proud of herself. She's like, hell yes, y'all crushed it.
What was her argument?
There's like, I don't know the full Romeo and Juliet story, but there's someone that Romeo kills in the play.
Right.
And her friend was saying that that Romeo was justified in doing it because of the emotional component. And Michaela was like, she's like, but we live in a society. There's rules, laws. You're still held accountable even if you don't know the law. So even though we want to romanticize it because it's a play, Romeo should be jailed for murder. And like, she broke down the facts and she's like, I looked up the law of the time period and like what the penalties were, you know. She did way more research than I think you're supposed to do for English class. That's not your class,
right? Yeah, no, that's not your class is key. Yes,
but yeah, she apparently like won the debate. The teacher said, if you take my class in the future, you'll have extra credit, and that like made her happy. She has theoretical credit in English too. Next year, maybe, if she gets this teacher. And that was worth winning.
Well, she is definitely your child.
Amen, yo. Real talk. Yo. I'm like, all right, you going hard, honey. Yeah. And then we gave her beans, and she's good. You know? I was like, all right, cool. You get the big
celebratory beans, everybody.
I was like, I can't fight it, yo. She got hype. We gave her both beans, actually, today. She had the black beans and the pinto.
Oh, wow. Black and pinto.
Straight up, yo.
They charge you extra for that at Chipotle, so good for her.
Oh, man. Other news, a man punches a Subway manager in the face because he wanted more ham on his sandwich, huh? Did not expect that, said the manager. I go, what are you gonna do? Hit me overhand? They hit me. Okay, oh, that's so great.
I'm going to repeat that for the people who did not hear as Gastor fell apart trying to read it. In fact, I'll just read the whole thing.
Please,
a customer
please.
Went into attack mode at a Subway restaurant in Central California, punching a manager in the face, all because he wanted more ham on his sandwich. The incident happened last Thursday at a Subway in Madera, and it was all caught on video. The video shows the man go behind the counter and punch General Manager Monique Larios in the face. He had to be tackled by another customer and employees. Oh, my goodness.
Yo.
I did not expect it, said Larios. He comes around the corner. I go, what are you going to do? Hit me over ham? And he hit me. He punched me. All I could remember was just black.
To be clear, not black for his hand. Just black.
Larios said her employee called her into work that day, saying the man was upset because he didn't get double ham on his sandwich, even though the store had proof he only paid to have 6 extra slices of meat, not 12. What?
Yo.
I still can't feel half of my face, says Larios. I'm scared there's going to be some kind of permanent damage. I've never been so numb to where my face feels like it's a mask. The customer was arrested, according to local police. Meanwhile, Larios says she's afraid to return to work. I did not deserve this at all. I was in there just doing my job. There was nothing wrong. The sandwich was made up to Subway standards. I don't know. He didn't even give me a chance to try to figure it out. What did he want? She plans on taking legal action against the customer. That's right. Sue this dude.
Oh, man. Yo, imagine getting hit so hard that your face goes numb.
Right.
And then waking up and remembering that that customer only had half the protein in their body to do so, yo. Yo, I mean, imagine a full protein powered punch, yo.
I mean, who's even thinking about that? Who cares? He paid for six slices and they got proof. Nah, fuck that dude. No one had a only taser. Proof. I say tase that guy. whenever he comes out.
Was his left and right, baby, okay? So he's, yo, my hands speak, okay?
I mean, oh, boy. That's, yuck. That's a shame. That's a shame because it's Subway.
Real talk, yo, you can't just go to a corner store?
No. Oh, my God, Gaster, how many times do I have to tell you? Corner stores in the rest of the country do not make sandwiches.
That's insane. This whole issue.
That's why there are Subways, there are Quiznos, there are delis in grocery stores. They're not in the corner store. Corner stores in the rest of the country are gas stations. They sell gas.
This whole fight, this whole time I'm reading, I'm like, yo, why don't you just go to the block?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Bopi, Aki, they would have took care of you, yo.
There are no Akis. There are no blocks. There are only, like, boulevards and industrial parkways. That's what the rest of America is made up of.
We need more Akis, okay?
No, I don't
more
think
Akis
so.
All over America.
I'm telling you, every sandwich I've ever gotten from your little corner stores little have made me violently ill. Violently. They've Subway, not so much. That's all they do at Subway.
They fueled me.
Yeah, I know, but what would happen if you went somewhere? If you went to another place,
they move my soul.
Yeah, they move something, all right. They moved my bowels, and not in a healthy way. I don't trust them.
Real talk, yo. We gonna start punching more Subway people till we get the corner stores we need in America. Okay.
Nah, that's not gonna work.
Start doing it.
No, I think what's wild to me is that he was that upset over ham when really the meat is the weakest part of the Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, it's really about the bread. And I know that the bread is made out of yoga mats. And I know that their tuna isn't even technically tuna. And I don't care. That bread is the best part of a Subway sandwich.
Real talk. And like, of all the meats, you went cold cut at Subway?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Subway only just started heating up their sandwiches like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago.
Real talk. And they did it backwards. It was like, oh, we making cookies. Oh, we can use the same thing that we use for the cookies.
Right, exactly. Which actually not a bad idea because they do their cookies excellent.
Cookies are solid. Yeah.
Cookies are real good.
That's the only reason I go in there. Real talk. The peanut butter cookies, oatmeal, raisin, chocolate chip, they hold it down.
Yeah. But they really did. I think what happened was Quiznos opened. And although they're all gone now, Quiznos was on their head with them hot sandwiches. Preferred Quiznos because all of their sandwiches were toasted and their cut of meat was better.
You're right. Yo, you know what? Controversial statement. Mm. I want to say for 50% of the price, Subway cookies is like 90% there to like Miss Fields and Insomnia cookies.
No, I think it is. It's Otis Spunkmeyer or something like that. Hold on, let me look that up. That's the type of cookie it is.
Yeah,
and it is on par with a Mrs. Field. I think.
Yeah, so yo, like the for the price difference, this ain't that far off.
Otis Spunkmeyer, which now that I'm saying this as an adult, what a name! But.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd be over like that and kept eating the cookies.
Yes, Otis Spunkmeyer was usually the brand of cookie that I think was at Subway. And it was the thing where they're like partially frozen and you cook them and then you... Yeah, and that was like a Mrs. Fields level of cookie.
Huh.
Because I feel like you, at least where I was, I never saw Otis Spunkmeyer cookies in the store anywhere.
Real talk. I thought Otis was like a guy you knew. Like,
no, this is a brand line. Oh, no.
Real talk. I thought you was like doing a plug. Like, yo, my man Otis from Atlanta?
No. And let's see. The first question on Google when you look up Otis Spunkmeyer is, are Subway cookies Otis Spunkmeyer? Yes, they are. Okay. Why are Otis Spunkmeyer cookies so good? Well, who knows? Who owns it? Let's see who owns Otis Spunkmeyer now.
Otis Spunkmeyer?
I don't know. A company called Aritzia?
Huh.
Aritzia. Who knows? Who knows what that is? I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. I'm not clicking on that blue link, but trust me.
Mm-mm.
That's a good cookie.
I'll try it. I like Insomnia cookies. I do think they're overpriced, but I enjoy them.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right. Yeah, certain like ones. They're okay. I would get them for work sometimes after a function. We would have some of those.
Like, I respect their times, like that they live up to that brand. I think it's dope. They're like, you want some sweet? It's like 1 a.m, you could get an Insomnia cookie in New York. I think that's dope.
Yeah, but, yeah. I think there are a couple in Atlanta, and I didn't realize that they were national. I thought it was just a New York thing, but I guess they're in at least big cities.
Look at that. You know what? I'm back on board. Shots on Insomnia cookies. You know what I mean?
Anyway, this guy, keep that guy locked up for a while, hitting someone over ham.
Stop fighting over ham, okay?
That's why.
Now, Sausalito turkey, I will fuck you up.
That's why I don't eat the swine. See what the pig makes you do. But yes,
I snuck you over
turkey though. Yeah, over turkey, I absolutely will get into a fist fight with you. But ham, I'm gonna let you have that.
Yeah, real talk. That's just wild work.
Yeah.
What?
Just lick salt. What are we doing?
If you would like to fight people over your favorite cold cuts, all you gotta do is like subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple, Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You don't think we can get 16 people to start a tournament? You're bugging. You haven't seen the stuff I've seen on YouTube. Okay? People will fight for far less. Okay? 5 stars. You already got people in mind. You know people. You might be the people. You know what I mean? You're trying to figure out which year supply of cold cut meats you want to win. You know what I mean? You got to be in it to win it, baby. I like this. I'm fighting for. I'm gonna do half a year supply of Sausalito turkey and half a year supply of. I'm gonna do beef salami.
What exactly is Sausalito turkey?
It's one of the cold cuts that's offered by Boar's Head. It's like it has a real like spiciness around
it. It's a very spicy turkey. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I dig it. It's my like go to order at a corner store.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that almost every corner store has it.
Right, sure.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's dope. Try it out. You know what I mean? I know you're scared of corner store sandwiches.
I am.
I'll get a slice of the Sausalito for you. You'll take a bite of that.
I'll just go to a grocery store that also has a deli counter. And I'll make... Yeah.
You can do that.
I just like seeing an apron.
Okay, that's fair.
A hairnet. I like seeing a hairnet with my food, I guess.
That's fair. I got to tell you, I was real excited about delivering one slice of Sausalito turkey to you.
I mean, if you bring it, I'll eat it. One slice.
Just having it like super deli triple paper wrapped.
Right, yes. One little slice. Sure.
Oh, man. If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Amonte. Shout outs this week to Iron Fist Mom, Bobcat Face, Freddie G, Winnie Locke, and Mandy Bradford. Appreciate all of y'all for sharing articles. With all that said, I am the Sausalito powered Gastro Amonte. I'm taking it down. I'm at least making the semis in this tournament. Okay?
Wow.
Real talk. With the rich from all the bets she's been making on the side. Shalay was sharp.
Also, right. I'm a honey smoked turkey.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's usually what I like.
You have a turkey. You have a meat brand like in my Oscar Mayer.
No, I mean Boar's Head is fine if it's the honey, you know, honey smoked Boar's Head. I just like a smoked turkey, but especially with honey because I like anything sweet.
Look at that! Boom, Shy's on board. Okay.
Yeah. I'll fight you for that.
She's fighting over it. Year supply, baby. I got to tell you, by the way, Boarhead, do know that a year supply for Shy and me means very different things.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot different. Real talk.
Know that going in. You know, you might be rooting against me as a company. I get it.
You know? Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. You would prefer that I win. We'll put it that way. If you're looking at your margins, you would prefer that I win.
Oh, man. This has been a Put Your Dukes Up episode of The War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace. Ding, ding.